As it did at the 2017 legislature, the Foundation for Integrated Resource Management, or FIRM, is again requesting $500,000 from the state. In a legislative appropriations meeting on Tuesday, Box Elder County Commissioner and FIRM Board Chair Stan Summers said the organization could take some credit for a number of recent changes related to public lands policy in the West.
And if you look at the things that have happened in the last year, everything we brought up in front of the DUI, from taking care of the monuments to grazing to WOTUS to BLM 2.0, everything has been happening at an astounding rate.
I'll take a moment to quickly define some terms here.
Everything we brought up in front of the DUI.
That's the Department of the Interior.
From taking care of the monuments.
That's taking care of, meaning successfully advocating for shrinking national monuments in the state.
To WOTUS.
WOTUS is the Waters of the United States rule from the Obama administration, extending Clean Water Act protections to smaller rivers and streams. It has been blocked by the Trump administration's EPA.
To BLM 2.0.
That's another Obama-era rule that would have provided more public input into federal land management decisions. It was repealed by the Republican-led Congress. FIRM's request in a meeting of the Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Environmental Quality Appropriations Subcommittee on Tuesday wasn't well received by the Democrats in attendance. Taylorsville Representative Karen Kwan pointed out that the $500,000 request represents 91% of FIRM's operating budget, while Salt Lake Senator Jim DeBacchus questioned the very notion of the state funding nonprofits engaged in advocacy work.
And if we want to take public money, it ought to go through the process. We ought not to cozy it over with a lot of these NGOs, a lot of these groups that are actually advocates for specific political positions. It seems to me that's basically repugnant to the system.
But for Orem Republican Representative Kevin Stratton, the state's position on issues related to public lands and natural resources policy is clear, and funding organizations helping to further the state's aims is sensible.
We have over 50 solid pieces of legislation that clearly state what the intent of the legislature is, and the governor signed on these issues related to what this organization would be engaged in.
If the legislature does end up funding the request, FIRM says that among its top priorities for the next fiscal year is the creation of a public lands policy institute at Southern Utah University. The group's funding request will next have to be heard in the legislature's Executive Appropriations Committee. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Roger McDonough with KCPW News.